And I think as we observe the extraordinary life of this one man, who's the only president to live to see 100 years old. So you think about all of American history he saw in his lifetime was extraordinary. And his presidency was so long ago that most listening to this program probably do not remember him as a living president. But he was a man with a very complicated, difficult, challenging presidency that ran contrary hostage crisis, the economy, so many other things. But what he lived to contribute post-presidency perhaps may be what he's remembered most for.
Can you pull out any that you find to be especially remarkable?
Well, I think one of the things that he said in a recording he did for us for the White House Visitor Center a few years ago was he talked about the importance of his faith and prayer in his own life. And recently, I did a podcast with historian Jonathan Alter at First Baptist Church, where Jimmy Carter taught Sunday school for so many years. And we talked about the significance of that in his life. Now, many presidents talk about their personal faith, but President Carter said to us on that occasion for the Visitor Center that he had never prayed more in his life than during the Iran hostage crisis, that he would make the right decisions, and that he stayed close to the White House during that time and really sought God's counsel through that difficult challenge. And I think we see that a hallmark in all that he did throughout his life. Related to our work at the White House Historical Association, I'm very proud that he and Mrs. Carter actually created the White House Preservation Fund, which, with the support of others following him, created an endowment to maintain the White House and provide for new acquisitions for the refurbishment of the state rooms. Not many people know about that. Personally, at the White House, I think he and Mrs. Carter watched, I think it was 480 films at the White House, so had quite a family life, and he really made a robust contribution to the record album collection at the White House. Small things, but it reminds us that the White House and life there is the time and a place for a family, not just the official business of government. And I think the Carter family, with three sons and a daughter and Mrs. Carter and his mother, you'll remember, really used the White House as a time to celebrate their family as well as his leadership in government.